Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 42, Hash-Chained Immutable Logs. Last episode, we designed the audit log. This time, we're making it tamper-proof.
Tamper-evident, specifically. There's an important distinction. Tamper-proof means nobody can modify it. Tamper-evident means if somebody does modify it, you can detect it. With the append-only storage from episode 41, we made it hard to modify logs. With hash chains, we make it mathematically detectable if someone manages to modify them anyway. Belt and suspenders.
So walk me through how a hash chain works. And remember, I skipped computer science.
Think of it like a notary chain. Imagine every time you write an entry in your audit log, a notary stamps it. But the stamp includes a reference to the previous entry's stamp. Entry 1 says, Sarah viewed document 001, and gets stamped. Entry 2 says, James approved a filing, and gets stamped. But entry 2's stamp is calculated using entry 1's stamp as an ingredient. Entry 3's stamp uses entry 2's stamp, and so on. Every entry is mathematically chained to every entry before it.
Right. And if someone changes entry 1?
Entry 1's stamp changes, because the stamp is calculated from the content. But entry 2 was calculated using the original stamp of entry 1. Now entry 2 doesn't match anymore. The chain is broken. To hide the tampering, you'd have to recalculate every stamp from entry 1 all the way to the end. And if anyone has a saved copy of any stamp from anywhere in the chain, they can compare it and catch the fraud.
The stamp, in this analogy, that's the hash?
Exactly. A hash function, we covered these in episode 17 when we talked about password storage, takes any input and produces a fixed length output. We use SHA-256, which produces a 64-character string. Same input always produces the same output. Change one character of the input, and the output changes completely. So for each audit log entry, we compute SHA-256 of the entry's data combined with the previous entry's hash. That's the chain.
Yeah, and this is actually the same idea behind Git, the version control system.
Exactly the same mechanism. Every Git commit's hash includes the parent commit's hash. If you modify a historical commit, every subsequent commit hash changes, and the tampering is immediately visible. Certificate transparency logs work the same way. Blockchains work the same way. We're just using the chain part without the cryptocurrency, the consensus mechanism, or the distributed infrastructure. Blockchain light, if you will.
So it's a proven technique. Just apply to audit logs.
Proven for decades, and still most legal tech platforms store their audit logs in a regular database table that any administrator can modify with an update query. The hash chain is the difference between we believe the logs are intact, and we can mathematically prove they're intact. For a system that might need to produce evidence in court, that difference matters.
You mentioned a weakness, though. If the attacker controls the entire log, they could rewrite the whole chain.
That's the one scenario a simple hash chain doesn't cover. If someone has complete control of the log storage, they're the database admin. They have write access to every entry. They could delete everything, rewrite the entries with whatever story they want, recompute all the hashes, and produce a consistent but completely fraudulent chain. The defense is external witnesses.
Right. What does that look like practically?
You periodically take the latest hash, the head of the chain, and publish it somewhere the log administrator can't touch. The simplest version, an automated daily email of the chain head hash to the compliance officer's personal email. Now, even if the administrator rewrites the entire chain, the compliance officer has an independent record of what the hash should be. More robust versions write checkpoint hashes to a separate cloud storage account with object block, like S3 with a retention policy that prevents deletion, or publish to a public transparency log. For most legal SaaS platforms, the separate cloud storage approach is the practical sweet spot.
There are also dedicated databases for this, right? I've heard of AWS QLDB.
AWS QLDB, Quantum Ledger Database, was purpose-built for this. Appendly Journal, built-in SHA-256 hash chains, cryptographic verification API. You write events, and QLDB handles the integrity guarantees automatically. One important caveat, AWS announced QLDB end of life for July 2025 and is directing customers to Aurora PostgreSQL with ledger tables or DynamoDB with provenance tracking. The specific service may be going away, but the underlying approach, append-only storage with cryptographic verification, is the pattern that matters, not the specific product.
Yeah, what about building your own, if you don't want vendor lock-in?
Completely viable. PostgreSQL as the dedicated audit table. The application service account has insert permission only. No update, no delete. Your application code computes the hash chain. Each entry's hash includes the data plus the previous hash. A scheduled verification job recomputes the chain and checks for breaks. And checkpoint hashes get written to external storage. It's maybe 100 lines of code for the core logic. The hard part isn't the implementation. It's the operational discipline of maintaining separation of duties and running verification consistently.
Ugh, not everything needs this level of protection though, right? Which events get the hash chain treatment?
Prioritize by consequence. Privilege access events. Who accessed privileged data and when? That's critical because it's discoverable in litigation. AI-generated legal documents, the approval chain and provenance from episode 37. Financial transactions, billing, trust account movements. Document production events. What was disclosed to opposing counsel and when, because you can't unproduce a document. Authentication events. Login history gets subpoenaed in investigations. For general document access, standard append-only logging without hash chains is usually sufficient.
Right. So the full picture is structured JSON entries from episode 41, append-only storage, hash chain linking every entry, external checkpoints, automated verification, access controls, and 7-year retention.
That's the complete architecture. Structured, searchable, tamper-evident, and legally admissible. Every security control we've discussed in this series ultimately depends on this. When a regulator asks, prove that you redacted PII before sending data to the cloud, your answer is in these logs. When opposing counsel challenges the integrity of a document produced in discovery, your answer is in these logs. When a court wants to know whether a human actually reviewed an AI-generated filing, your answer is in these logs. Without tamper-evident audit trails, every other control is just a claim.
That's a strong way to put it. Every security control is only as good as the log that proves it happened.
Which is why we spent 2 full episodes on this. Get the login right, and every other investment pays off. Get it wrong, and you're building security controls you can never prove are operational.
Next episode, provenance chains for AI outputs. Tracking which model, which data, and which human approved every piece of AI-generated legal work.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.